Jimmy and Nate's Hits and Gigs. Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
Yeah, Friday the 7th of May, Rest Point Showroom. Essentially what we've done is we've handpicked a bunch of Tassie's best comedians, all local comedians, in a gala-style show like no other. There'll be live music from our very own morning's announcer, Shawnee B, afterwards. Heaps of prizes up for grabs on the night. Free drinks. And, of course, if you love to laugh, we've got some of the great comics there as well, which is going to be exciting.
We certainly do. Handpicked by Gav. Baskerville picked him, didn't he?
Gav from Jokers.
Interesting, he also picked himself. Shout out to Gav, put himself on the bill.
But also shout
I've
out.
I've only picked the best boys. Myself.
Shout out. Well, Gav just wanted to do the whole thing himself. I'm like, no, Gav, let's mix it up. Please welcome, you may hear it giggling already, one of the comedians joining us on the night, Anna Kidd. Anna, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us. A seasoned professional in the industry, you are.
That's not really necessarily a flattering thing when you're talking about stand-up comedy, but that's okay.
Well,
Nate's been around.
Nate's only new to it, so
yeah,
I'm not sure what a compliment is and what's
as someone who's done seven shows. Yeah. But Anna, I mean, let's talk a little bit about your background as well. You are going to be performing on Friday night. Theatre practitioner, though, over 20 years. I mean, sorry to bring up the number again.
Yes, I am 57. Yes, I've used a lot of face cream.
I hope she has a great skincare regime.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She does.
It's the lack of vitamin D down here.
In the winter months, what is the sun? Not sure.
So, Anna, you do, I mean, theatre practitioner, musical theatre. We have had you on the show before,
yes,
which we totally forgot about until just then. Do you want to remind everybody why we had you on the show for before?
So I did a little cabaret a couple of years ago for Festival of Voices, which was full of some really bawdy songs from the very old days of Hobart. And we played a very confronting game, which probably wasn't the best for radio because it was very visual, but I believe it involved eating a carrot. And I just reminded you guys of that this morning, and I've never forgotten it. But
well, it actually only got brought up off air last week.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say who's who, but someone between Jimmy and Nath, one had a carrot between his legs and the other used his mouth to eat it.
It was very enthusiastic. Yeah. You guys get full points for that.
I will say, and a lot of the time, look, Nathan and I are very lucky. We met a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And we did say to you, lovely to meet you. We'd forgotten that we hadn't met you before. And a lot of
you
people
probably erased it from your minds. It's fine.
No, some people go, oh, you remember us from this? And Nathan and I lie. And we go, oh, yeah, I remember you. But then when you were like, remember the carrot? Yeah, no, yeah, that's hard to forget.
Absolutely.
And
now I remember the entire conversation we had. Now, Anna, I mean, looking at some of the people you've supported before, Cal Wilson, Denise Scott, Peter Byrne, and Nick Cody, huge names. How does it feel when you're up on stage before and after these people?
Well, generally it's always before. Generally they're usually the headliner. No, it's fantastic. And in fact, Denise Scott was just on the weekend. She was a gig in Launceston on her 66th birthday. She was there in Launceston gigging.
Wow.
But it's great. You learn a lot from watching the national treasures like Denise Scott and Cal Wilson. Mm. It's a fantastic opportunity to be able to do that.
How was, I guess, the comedy and also the performance space over the last 12 months with COVID and stuff?
That's a fun story, isn't it? I mean, comedy's been great because it's come back before anything else, really. I mean, large-scale theatre's probably still a little bit, got a bit of time to come back. But comedy, it's great. And the beautiful thing was, because the capacity was reduced so much, we could say that all our shows sold out, which is something that has never happened in the last 20 years.
So. The six people in the audience loved every minute
of it. That's
right.
That's right. At capacity with 12.
All right. So, Anna, what we want to do, first of all, thank you so much for agreeing to perform at our Hits and Gigs on Friday. But what we wanted to do is what we're getting all the comics to do to be a part of is we're asking now 131060 if you want these exclusive tickets. We don't have many left to give away. So you've got to jump on the phones right. And if you want to come along to Hits and Gigs, as I said, drinks, prizes up for grabs, local comedians.
Can also buy tickets as
you
well.
You can also buy tickets, jokerscomedy.com.au. But if you want to win from us right now, you've got to jump on the phones and you've got to laugh. You got to laugh for us because, Anna, you'll know, it's always good when you're a comic if people are laughing in the crowd.
Generally, that's a good good kind of litmus test about how it's going.
Yeah, it's a good indication.
Can I ask you, Anna, is there ever like a bad laugh or someone laughing too much? Can that be a thing?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Anything that sounds like a wounded animal is usually pretty bad and quite distracting. yeah.
All right, jump on the phones right now, 131060. If you want to come along to Hits and Gigs, we need you to laugh for us. Yeah, we've got some hand-picked Tassie comedians all performing. One of them still in the studio with us right now, Anna Kidd.
Hello, I'm very excited about this next part.
And one thing that we have done as well is apologise to all the comics that have been coming in because we know you're all night owls because, of course, that's when you perform.
This is the earliest I've ever been up on a Monday since I've been at school.
Yeah.
So it's a bit... It's a bit traumatic, but it's all right.
Yeah, when you got the call from producer Grace, was there an inkling of you going, what have I got myself into?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for sticking with us.
I hope you agree to the Friday night thing, the Monday morning thing.
Yeah. Was this part of it? Am I getting paid? No, you're getting paid for neither. All right. So, and how this is going to work is we're getting people to call up, and if they want to score tickets to Hits and Gigs, we don't have many to give away. They need to be able to laugh, and they need to be able to laugh well. The reason we've got you here as a seasoned performer is we need you to approve of their laugh.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than a piss-weak laugh.
Nothing worse, yeah. Absolutely.
Or I was saying to Nath, like, I've been around people with silent laughers. Like, they're really enjoying it. You can visually see it, but no noise.
Not good. We don't want you at the gig.
Yeah. No. Wait outside. Yeah. Go out into the pokies outside.
That's exactly right.
All right, Fiona from Moona. Hi, Fee. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're going all right. Good start. You sound vibey, Fee. All right, Fiona, do you like to laugh?
I do like to laugh. Yes.
Okay, this is
you hesitated there, Fiona.
Yeah.
I had to think about it.
All right. Yes. Fiona, how this is going to work is I'm going to give you a boom tish. I need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh. And if Anna is impressed, then you come along to Hits and Gigs, okay?
Okay.
All right, Fee, here we go.
Oh, that'll do. Sorry.
Well done. Well done. All right. It's not our call, though, Fee. It is not our call.
Yeah, no worries.
Anna Kidd in the studio. Anna, how do you feel?
Only if the that'll do is included every time.
All right.
That's what I like to hear at a gig. Oh, that'll do.
All right. Next joke. Okay. What else have we got?
So, all right. So, Fee, you've heard there the prerequisite. If you do want to come along, Anna will give you the tickets. But after each one of her gags, you need to say, that'll do.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
You're coming along. Well, well done, Fee. All right. Simone from Kingston. Hi, Sim. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're going all right, Simone. Do you like to laugh?
I absolutely love laughing.
You love laughing. Oh, this is a good sign. Now, Simone, you know the deal. I'll give you a boom tish. You need to laugh so hard that it'll impress Anna, okay?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Commentary
it's,
on
it's
the laugh.
It's actually
laughs
hard
today.
To not laugh at the laugh. Yeah, like it's it very is. Contagious.
Well, that's why I love it. All right, Anna, over to you. What do you think of Simone's laugh?
I thought it was great, and I love a little bit of a comment during the laugh as well. Okay. So maybe a repetition of the thing you found really funny. So I think the sorry was. I want that every time as well. Apologise right. to the people around you, the person on stage, everyone.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, guys. Sorry,
Simone.
Yeah. Are you happy during Anna's set at Hits and Gigs to just apologise to everybody else?
It'll match my apologies.
Are you happy to do that, Sim?
I will, yep.
Bang, you've got yourself tickets to Hits and Gigs. Well done. Well done. And Anna Kidd, round of applause for you. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're so welcome.
Now, we are going to see you this Friday, of course, Rest Point Showroom. You can buy your tickets, as Jim said, jokerscomedy.com.au. Or, once again, you can win them from us tomorrow.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.